This is WKAR Online. This week, more than 150 entrepreneurs from across the country will gather in Grand Rapids for a national conference on economic gardening. The term economic gardening refers to the idea of helping local entrepreneurs grow their own jobs rather than recruiting new workers from outside. Economic gardening is building strong roots in Michigan. WKAR's Kevin Lavery reports on one company that's recently completed the state's economic gardening pilot program.
If you drive around East Lansing near the MSU campus, you may have come across the KI Technology Group's company van. The IT company has two of them, actually, each emblazoned in deep blue and red tones with the image of President Linda Lynch near the door. It's also not too hard to find the company online, even if you don't know its name. You just have to know a couple of generic keywords.
Technology Group.
Ah, there it is. Right there on Google, second entry down. Linda Lynch chuckles at the simplicity.
Yes, people are searching for me. They'll find me whether or not I've optimized for my own company name. So, you know, the trick is to get inside the head of your prospect and figure out what would they type into a search engine if they were looking for someone just like you.
Lynch wants to take KI beyond the random keyboard discovery. So in March, she enrolled in Michigan's Economic Gardening Pilot Program. Economic gardening involves giving growth companies the tools they need to make strategic decisions about themselves and their customers. The program assigns a four-person research team to work directly with each CEO to help determine their needs. Locke McCabe was Lynch's team leader. He's the president of Shepherd Advisors in Ann Arbor. One thing McCabe's team worked on with Lynch was search engine optimization, improving her website's visibility.
Even though her company's name is reasonably generic, she can structure her searches and the content on her website to support greater success, you know, within a much more narrow market segment.
KI Technology Group wants to expand its business in the Lansing area, so one team member helped create some geographically specific search engine parameters. Another helped to compile a list of prospective clients, one of Lynch's biggest goals.
We focused on attorneys and accountants with one person who gave us some really good demographic data about those organizations so we could pick the ones that would best fit our target market.
The Edward Lowe Foundation coordinates these strategic research teams in Michigan, Florida, and Kansas. Executive Director Mark Lang says it's vital for CEOs to be able to form strategies to analyze their markets and their competitors.
If they can't get past that, capital, exporting, outsourcing, all those traditional things that help a business don't really matter.
The teams typically work with CEOs for about 3 weeks. Lang says it's important to find people who are willing to be coached and don't feel intimidated by the experience.
It's like refueling a jet in midair. You know, you got to catch up with them, speed, altitude, and then hook up with them for just a time and then kind of reconnect with them and give them what they need and then let them loose again.
Lang is convinced that small business entrepreneurs who get this type of specialized attention will create the jobs their communities need to survive. But unlike some economic gardeners who believe solely in investing in homegrown companies, Lang believes there's also a place for attracting some outside industries. The key, he says, is balance. KI Technology Group's Linda Lynch says she found the economic gardening pilot program worthwhile. She's trying to apply some of what she learned to one of her highest priorities, attracting more companies who'll commit to signing monthly service contracts.
So we're focused on growing that particular part of our customer base. And in the last 2 years, we've grown that monthly recurring revenue by more than 150%.
Business leaders like Lynch will have a chance to talk about their own successes this week. The National Economic Gardening Conference starts Tuesday in Grand Rapids. It's the first time the event has been held in Michigan. It's also expected to draw the largest attendance in its 10-year history, a testament to how economic gardening is becoming a mainstream practice across the country. For WKAR Public Media, I'm Kevin Lavery with Reworking Michigan.